Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, September 22, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of real estate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Beeline Holdings. To present at Centurion One Capital Bahamas Summit. Beeline Holdings, a digital mortgage platform, will present at the Centurion One Capital 3rd Annual Bahamas Summit on October 28 to 29, 2025. CEO Nick Luza will deliver the company presentation, while COO Jess Kennedy and CFO Christopher Moe will join a panel discussion. Luza stated Beeline is well-positioned for strong growth in 2026 and looks forward to showcasing the company's progress and vision to global growth investors at the invitation-only event. Beeline Holdings, Inc. is a trailblazing mortgage fintech transforming the way people access property financing through its fully digital, AI-powered platform, headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island.
Q&A with Cindy Shura, founder of CC Consulting. Cindy Shura, founder of CC Consulting, reflects on her 20-year journey in commercial real estate consulting, specializing in retail brokerage for high street properties. She has shaped major retail developments in cities like Birmingham and Detroit, bringing in national brands and luxury retailers. With a background working for industry giants like the Forbes Company and Olympia Development, Shura's approach as a founder and consultant is shaped by invaluable mentorship. Despite the evolving retail landscape, she emphasizes the continued demand for physical retail locations and the importance of curating the right tenant mix. Known for attracting high-end brands, Shura's success lies in her relationships with retailers and ability to customize marketing strategies for diverse markets. As she looks to the future, Shura is excited about expanding into new markets like Washington, D.C., and exploring opportunities in retail for convention centers. Strawberry Fields REIT, Inc., NAMU, locks in 18th facility in Missouri with new $5.3 million acquisition. Strawberry Fields REIT, Inc. just acquired its 18th facility in Missouri for $5.3 million, adding 108 nursing beds and 16 assisted living beds. This brings the company's total to over 15,500 beds across 142 healthcare facilities in 10 states. The acquisition is expected to increase rents by $530,000, with 3% annual increases. With a focus on skilled nursing and healthcare properties, Strawberry Fields REIT is meeting the growing demand for elder care facilities in the U.S. As the population aged 70 and above continues to rise, the company is strategically positioning itself for future growth and expansion. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, uses AIH tech to ease mortgage origination amid optimism in home market forecasts. Beeline Holdings, Inc., listed on NASDAQ as BLNE, is utilizing AI technology to streamline mortgage origination processes. With optimism in the housing market forecasts, Fannie Mae and the Mortgage Bankers Association predict an increase in home sales and mortgage loan originations. Beeline's Q2 revenues grew by 27% QOQ, with July revenues increasing by another 15%. The company is on track to be debt-free by November and achieve profitability by January. By leveraging AI and digital lending solutions, Beeline aims to make loan processing more efficient and accessible, meeting the growing demand for mortgage loans in the market.
Trumark Homes set to expand with two land deals in Riverside County. Trumark Homes, the award-winning Western U.S. home builder, has acquired land for two new residential communities in Riverside County. These developments will bring 314 new homes to the area, reinforcing the company's long-term investment in Southern California. Solara in Temescal Valley will offer 224 single-family detached homes, while Florida in Corona will feature 90 single-family and townhomes. These communities are strategically located near schools, restaurants, and major freeways for convenient access to amenities. Trumark Homes' expansion in Southern California reflects their commitment to meeting the housing needs of today's buyers. For more information, visit TrumarkHomes.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.